Regent McLean, members of the board, thank you for your comments this morning. In the interest of transparency and keeping you informed, I would like to present a report if I could. It will take me about 10 minutes, Madam Chair, if that's agreeable to you. Okay, thank you. I want to give you a report, and I'll keep it as factual as I can. And I present this report not as a defense of our actions, but just an information for you so that you know what we have done, what actions we have taken, and the status of the report, the status of the whole situation. I want to make sure that you are hearing directly from me in terms of our progress on this matter and getting your information from places other than the media. And so I'm going to go through four areas, if I could. I want to give you the status of our own investigation of the sexual assaults. I want to give you the status of our involvement in the federal investigations. I want to enumerate for you the changes that we have or that we are putting in place to make the campus a safer place. And then I want to comment on some of the communications that have gone on. So let me do that. So as is required, as you know, by federal regulation, we initiated our own investigation into the reported sexual assaults immediately after the report started in early December 2011. The investigations have been done with the involvement of our Title IX coordinator and our Dean of Students through the Student Conduct Code. As you know, we also enlisted the help of an outside investigator in the early stages of this. There have been 11 reported cases of sexual assault that are under this investigation that were reported since December 2011. Some of those assaults, as I think you are aware, took place before December 2011, but were not reported until after December 2011. The university has in place a clear Title IX policy and a clear student conduct code that provides due process to the victims and to the alleged perpetrators. And we have followed that process methodically throughout. The disposition of the cases as of today are as follows. So there were 11 cases to begin with. Three of those cases have along the way been dismissed for lack of evidence that an assault actually took place. Two of the cases were not pursued because the victim did not wish to pursue the case, resulted in no reliable means of investigating. In one of the cases, the alleged perpetrator fled the country and will not be allowed back into the university. You know about that one. Here's the part I want you to really hear, though. Four cases resulted in sanctions against 8 students, one of those students has overturned that sanction through the appeal process, which was done at the level of the university court and upheld by me as president. The other 7 students are no longer with the university, and they will not be permitted to return. So the message I want you to hear here, and I want the public to hear, is that we have taken action in each of these cases, and there have been consequences to the students who were the perpetrators in this case. So 7 students have been sanctioned with sanctions that no longer allow them to be a part of our university community. One case is still under appeal at the level of the university court, and that court decision now is on my desk. So to get at the heart of the matter, it seems to me, you and I and the public expect action to be taken when someone conducts a sexual assault. That action needs to be taken through due process. We have those processes in place, they function, and we take action as a result of them. Let me move to the federal investigations. So as you know, the Department of Justice initiated a highly visible investigation into the University of Montana, the Missoula Police Department, and the Missoula County Attorney's Office. The federal investigation through the Department of Justice has followed up with a request for information of the university, with which we are fully complying. The information is due June 1st, and we are in discussion with them now as to how to handle some of the confidential aspects of that information that they requested. But we will respond by June 1st and with a full packet of information, and it is a full packet. The request for information was 6 pages long. We have stated publicly and sincerely that we will cooperate fully with the federal investigation. If there are aspects of our approach on the campus that need improvement and that can be identified through the federal investigation, we will be receptive to those recommendations. I expect that this investigation will be active for several months, maybe longer. The Department of Education has also notified us of an investigation, saying that they will cooperate with the justice investigation. As of today, Education has not requested any further information. So those investigations are in motion. We are fully complying, fully cooperative, and look forward to the feedback and the recommendations that we receive from those investigations. We have put in place a number of changes, or we are in the process of implementing a number of changes to make the campus a safer place. An enhanced educational program that will be in place this fall semester that will include mandatory online instruction of every student prior to finalizing registration. And I mean every student. A new student athlete code of conduct that was designed around well-defined violations, clear sanctions, and an independent athletic conduct team to impose sanctions. A cooperative program with Missoula around call 911 as a means to clarify the reporting of sexual assaults. The Missoula dispatchers have a new script from which they operate, so when a student calls 911, the dispatcher can direct that student to the various resources available, including reporting through law enforcement, including reporting through the student conduct code, and including getting care at the confidential student assault resource center on our campus. We now have mandatory reporting of sexual assault by employees, as is now required by your own policy that you're looking at later on in this meeting as well. We are in the process of adding an additional campus police officer specifically to increase coverage around the residence halls during the nighttime hours. We just submitted 2 days ago a grant application by a group of committed faculty and staff members to add an additional position to the Sexual Assault Resource Center on our campus. We brought in the on-campus presentation of Men Can Stop Rape, and we have a chapter forming for male students on our campus. We've had teleconferencing with national experts in sexual assault law, policy, and practice. We are now in the process of looking to employ a crisis communication professional, and I'll come back to that in just a couple of minutes. In the area of communication, from the beginning, we committed to doing two things. And I mean this from day one. We committed to doing what was right for the students who were involved and to being proactive about communicating. Have we achieved that second goal? You'll have to be the judge of that, but let me just itemize the way that we have approached that. We held community forums in Missoula, one of them within a matter of days after the sexual assaults were first surfaced in December, a second community forum in January. The first one was attended by 150 to 200 or so people, the second one by, I would say, about 50 people. We've held multiple campus forums involving students, faculty, staff, administration. I have been present at most of those forums. We worked with Regent Teal on the forum that he put together for the students in Butte. Every piece of written communication that I have made as public statements has been posted on my website and available to the public and anyone else to read, including the reports that I've given to you along the way. We've responded to countless responses to the press, both locally and nationally. We have been compliant and cooperative to the best of our ability with these recent FOIA requests, and I want to assure you that we have been as cooperative as we can with law enforcement at all levels that have contacted us. I would venture to say that no institution has been more open about this matter than we have been. I remain convinced that in the long run, our openness will contribute to increased awareness of sexual assault, increased reporting, and I think we've seen that already, and ultimately a safer campus. I am also keenly aware that in the short run, there has been a cost to the reputation of our great university as people hear about these issues and as some people have disagreed with our actions. I clearly acknowledge that the public is frustrated with certain aspects of communication, particularly who was involved in these incidents and what are the sanctions against them. We believe that we are required by confidentiality laws, both federal and state, to remain silent on those questions about precise student involvement and student identities. We will certainly cooperate with law enforcement when they have investigations going and when asked to do so, but I need to reiterate that we cannot initiate law enforcement action on behalf of victims without the consent of those victims. The other area that people are frustrated about are personnel matters perceived to be related to these incidents. On advice of legal counsel and out of respect for the individuals involved, I won't comment publicly on those personnel actions. In summary, in the end, the actions of a relatively small number of men on our campus have led to shattered lives of a number of women on our campus. We need to keep our focus on where the problem lies and what our goals are. All along, I have said our goals are threefold: to eliminate sexual assault, to care for those who are assaulted, and to rid our campus of assaulters. We will continue to do everything we can to accomplish those objectives. It has required, and it will continue to require, unpleasant and controversial decisions. Nobody wants to reach closure on this matter more than me. In the meantime, we'll continue to move forward on the business of the university, helping students realize their dreams, serving the state through education, research, and service. The usual business of the university has continued. I think if you look at the report that we submitted, the routine report that we submitted for this board meeting, you will see tremendous accomplishments, and I mean tremendous accomplishments on the part of our students and faculty members. That is what we need to keep in motion. The work on sexual assault is critical, it is highly important. We've done our best to respond to that issue aggressively, responsibly, but at the same time, keeping the business of the university moving forward. I'm open to any advice from any of you, any specific comments, feedback, or questions that you have. I will do my best to respond to anything you ask of me. And I am serious when I say if there are aspects of this that you think need to be handled differently, then I need to know about those from you. Thank you.